You're listening to episode 32 of the Business by Intuition podcast. Welcome to the Business by Intuition podcast. I'm your host, Krista Bauer, online business strategist, heartfelt copywriter, and kind marketing mentor for sensitive solopreneurs. If you're an online entrepreneur who wants to create a business led by your intuition, not the loud mainstream advice that's out there, then light a candle, diffuse your favorite oil, and let's talk about how we can make the process of creating a heart-driven business both simple and fulfilling. Enjoy the show. What to do when the results aren't coming in fast enough? Your results may be different than my results. We could be talking about consistent clients, selling out one-to-one mentorship programs, group coaching, courses on a regular basis, reaching six figures, five-figure months, whatever that looks like for you, whatever result it is that you're waiting for. One of the downsides, I guess you could say, or at least a perceived downside of authentic marketing and the slow, more steady, spacious kind of marketing that I coach my clients through, and that I know if you're here listening that you're more drawn to and that appeals to you more as well, is that results tend to be slower than what's being pushed and sold to us by the mainstream. A lot of the marketing that we see in our feeds, a lot of the marketing that we're being bombarded with is usually oftentimes selling us on big results fast. It is that sort of loud, in your face, over-promising, overselling on the results, and oftentimes under-delivering. I cannot tell you how many times I've paid like top dollar for many courses and even working with more higher-end coaches to help get me to X result in my business, only to not have that happen. And I'm sure you can relate and resonate. I've had other clients come to me as well and say, you know, they're done with that. They're tired of that. But one of the things that people don't realize with slow marketing and the more authentic approaches to marketing your business in a way that is in alignment with your values and that is in integrity with how you want to show up with the world and how you want to serve your clients, is that it can take longer. If you're, especially like if you're trying to grow your list, for instance, and you're not using lead magnets and you're not trying to give everything away for free just to get people on your list, or if you're being really conscientious about who is on your list and who are the types of people that are following you, and you're consciously, you know, not using opt-ins and lead magnets, and you're consciously not using funnels and other things to sort of rope people into working with you or sell them on something that maybe they're not ready to buy because the marketing is very savvy and slick and persuasive and manipulative. If you're not using those things, you're being very conscientious in the way that you're doing your business, then the results are just slower. So today I want to share a little bit, just a little bit about my own experience with this and some tips if you're stuck in that place, so that hopefully you can walk away from this episode with, you know, a little bit more confidence than before you started the show. Because when the results aren't coming in, what happens? You doubt yourself. You start to think and wonder, am I really cut out for this? Are people really interested in what I have to say? Are they interested in what I'm selling? Do I even have a business here at all? And while there can always be tweaks and improvements made to our content, our copy, our courses, you know, just anything that we're doing in our business, the way that we're showing up, yes, I believe that you have a business that is really meaningful. If you're here, you have a business that's deeply meaningful. It's in alignment with who you are. It's an expression of who you are. And there's people out there who want your service, and they want the service from you because it is you. It has your energetic signature on whatever it is you're selling. And that is not something that can be found anywhere else in the marketplace. So if you're here and you're feeling a little bit doubtful about what it is that you're doing because the people aren't signing up, people aren't engaging with your content, they're not enrolling in your programs, you're only getting a client here and a client there, and it feels like tumbleweeds and crickets every time you put an offer out. Trust me, I understand the feeling. I feel this in my business as well. There are times that are low for me and then I feel doubtful and I need to kind of recheck myself and get myself back into balance. And when these things happen, there's a few things that I want to share with you to hopefully inspire you and to get you out of that funk as well, because you've got a great business. You have a great service and people need your service and they want it from someone exactly like you. So let's get into some of the things that I want to share with you to help you if you're feeling this way, to kind of feel re-inspired again in your business, kind of get the mojo back, and to remember that the slow, steady, and spacious kind of marketing that you are here to learn and to put into practice into your business, those gentle steps, not forcing, not pushing, but just kind of showing up in alignment with who you are, it's just a slower journey, and that's okay. This is the long game. You're not here because you want to make, you know, six figures in 6 weeks or 6 months. You've seen that. You've seen people selling that. You've seen people pushing those kind of things on their platform, and you know that it doesn't work, right? You've maybe invested a lot of money to try to get those kinds of results, and it never works. Only in rare cases does it ever work, but you never get all of the backstory and the things that lead up to how that person was able to achieve those kind of results in a short period of time. And of course, there's always the lucky ones. There's always an exception to every single scenario out there. But for the most of us who are here, we're doing things ethically, honestly, and conscientiously. It's not as easy as that. It's not as easy as just putting out content or putting out courses and having things go viral and things take off and earning six figures immediately or seven figures, whatever your goal is. So here I want to give you some things to think about, some things to ponder in your life and in your business. This is a great thing. It's a great question to kind of bring to the journal if you are feeling kind of low about this. So let's dive into what I have to say here. So the first one, when the results you want are not coming in fast enough, one is to stop focusing on the results. If you, every time you're looking at your tracker or you're looking at your analytics and you're like, no one is engaging with my stuff, or every time you post a newsletter, you're only getting, your open rates are pretty low, or whatever the case is, you know, stop focusing so deeply on the results. I'm not saying that there isn't a time and a place to focus on your metrics and to use that as a guideline to help you improve and to see where you can put more of your energy and where your clients and your followers feel the most resonant with what it is that you're saying. But if you're only focusing on the results, if you're waiting for that five-figure month or to reach that six-figure income, and that's the only thing that you're focusing on, what it's doing is it's robbing you from the joy that comes from the space in between all of the things that you're doing. The results will come when you're less focused on making those results and you're more focused on why it is that you're there to begin with, which is to serve your audience and which is to express yourself creatively through your business, through your marketing, through your modality, through whatever kind of service it is that you provide. So when you can start focusing on what the aspects of what brings you the most joy in your business, where you feel creatively lit up in your business, and you can get back to that space and start focusing on that space in between all of the doing, you can begin to ease into the work. You can begin to relax and find more joy and fulfillment in the process and start to reconnect with why you're in your business, why you're doing what you're doing in the first place. I know that may not be the answer that you're looking for because you're saying, well, I've got bills to pay and I need clients, and in order for me to feel like this is a viable thing and not an expensive hobby, I need to make X, Y, or Z. And I totally resonate with that. But in my own experience, what I've noticed is when I'm pushing really hard for X, Y, or Z result to happen, I push it further away, it doesn't happen, or I end up getting a result, but it isn't the result that I thought I would want, or it doesn't bring me the fulfillment and joy that I thought that it would. Like, I've had a couple of cases in the past where I've pushed results with clients trying to get, you know, a certain client or trying to push something with a certain client, and it's always blown up in my face. And yes, it's brought in money, for instance, or at the time when I was working as a VA and working on retainers, it would bring in more monthly retainers, but it would always blow up in my face and it just never felt good. So it's focusing again on the joy in the space between all of the doing, all of the effort that you're putting out, and just trying to back away a little from just keeping your head in all of the metrics and all of the numbers and all of the things that are going to make you feel kind of crappy when you're not hitting those numbers every single month. So when the results aren't coming in fast enough, something else that you can do and that I often think about is redefining success and what that looks like for you. For most of us, it is a lot of deconditioning and unlearning everything that we have been taught up until this point, because everything is about reaching 5 and 6 figure months in a very short amount of time. Of course, those numbers are possible through authentic marketing and through having a more conscientious approach, but it's not realistic to expect them now. It's not realistic to expect it in 6 months. Looking at where you are now financially and the amount of people you have coming into your business, what is a realistic expectation for you to have in terms of the results that you should be seeing in your business over the next 6 months or the next 3 months or even the next year? So sort of redefining what that success looks like for you. If 6 figures by the end of the year feels like success to you, is that realistic? And not only is it realistic, but is that going to keep you on track with working in the momentum of the things that you love, the things that light you up, where you feel the most joyful in your business? Or is it going to take you further away from that? Are you going to be working in hustle and comparison and just strive, 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 but never really feeling fully satisfied? So take some time, take your journal out, and just redefine what success looks and feels like for you, because you could be operating on someone else's idea of success and not even realize that that's what you're doing. For me, success is about having the ability to express myself through my business and reach the right people, reach and resonate with enough of the right people that I can live sustainably on an income that supports my lifestyle comfortably. For me, that might be $50,000 a year. And for you, that might be, you know, $200,000 a year. It depends on where you're at, what support you have in your life, and what your lifestyle is. So take some time to really think and get clear about what that success looks like for you and ask yourself, are you following the guidance and the formula for someone else's ideal of success, or are you following your own? What does that look like for you? So the other thing, if results aren't coming in fast enough, is to stop the scroll. So stop the scroll means like just get off social media, start following people who light you up, who inspire you, who are maybe even on a similar path to you. Because when you get on social media and you start to compare yourself to people who are maybe perhaps where you think you want to be or where you want to be and you're not there yet, and that gap feels so far, it can feel really overwhelming, really daunting, and it could just kind of knock the wind out of your sails. You might have some momentum going and then you start to compare yourself. So find the people that you feel could really support you. Oftentimes when I start to get in that mode of just not believing in myself because the results aren't coming in fast enough, I start doubting my ability. I start doubting my business. I start doubting my services and what I can provide to my audience. I recognize that I'm often isolated. I don't have enough people that I'm reaching out to and connecting with, whether that be through mentors, whether that be through peers and colleagues, but people who are at a similar level to me that can relate, but also people who are in, you know, my constellation, the people that I'm looking up to, the people, the stars that I'm like aspiring to be like, or that have a business that feels in alignment with sort of what I'm looking to create for myself. I'll have those people in my sphere, but I don't want to be comparing myself. So it's really important to make sure that you have enough of a support system around you that you can talk about these things with other people. So if the results aren't coming in fast enough, it's really easy to think that maybe you're the only one. Everyone else seems to be super successful. Everyone else seems to get great engagement. Everyone else seems to be selling out their programs, their offerings, and other people are interested in what they've got going on. But start talking to people who are at a similar level to you, and then you'll start to recognize that you're not the only one, that it's not the norm to go from six figures in 6 weeks or in 6 months. It's not the norm to launch your first course, unless you've been around for a long time and you've been consistent with your content and putting out offers and things like that, and people recognize you. But it's not typical to put an offer out and just have it sell out and make six figures or 10,000 a month right from the get-go, right? Unless you've been doing this for a while and you've been consistent with your marketing, that's not the reality for most people. And the ones that it is the reality for, and maybe not in all cases, but in a lot of cases, they're using practices in their marketing and in their business that don't align with you, that wouldn't feel good for you. Even a lot of the coaches who say that they're transparent and open and honest and ethical, I see them using practices that I would deem to be pretty unethical, pretty conventional for what I see a lot of the big name coaches and marketers doing out there, that kind of push their people into making sales as opposed to inviting people to work with them. There's a big difference in that energy. And the very last thing that I want to share with you is when the results aren't coming in fast enough, something that could be going on for you, and it's really something to kind of check in with and to be mindful of, is, are you taking care of yourself in your business? When I start to feel kind of low on myself, or I start to feel a bit down about maybe something didn't go so well, then I have to ask myself, am I taking care of myself? And usually I'm low on sleep. I've had a bad sleep, maybe a few nights. I've been staying up too late. I'm not nourishing my body with healthy foods. I'm eating unhealthy snacks late at night. I'm kind of rushing through my day. There's not enough space in my calendar to have rest and to just have kind of give my mind time to breathe, to rest my body, to feel good. So sometimes it's just a matter of you're just having these thoughts and you're worried about these things and you're feeling hard on yourself and you're doubting yourself and your ability and your business because you're just not taking care of yourself. You need to kind of get back to nourishing your soul, nourishing your body, nourishing, you know, your emotional state, and checking in and asking yourself, like, what do I need right now? What does my body need right now? I'm having these thoughts. What do I need? What does my soul need? And sometimes it's just taking a break from your business and doing something fun. Inviting more play into your business can often change your energy and your vibe. Something I've been experimenting a little bit with lately is journaling in my business, but not just journaling, creative journaling, bringing in lots of washi tape, lots of stickers, just being playful in my business, being more analog with the way that I plan in my business, because most of the things I do, I'm sitting in front of a screen, I'm typing on my computer. It's fun for me to play in my journal and to jot my ideas down and to be expressive and to allow my creativity to just kind of expand through that process. In fact, this whole episode was created just by allowing myself to play and get creative in my journal and just kind of explore some of the thoughts that I was having over the past couple of weeks. And you know, this podcast episode came from that process. So it can be really helpful to kind of step back from your business and just kind of switch things up, check in with yourself, see what you need. Maybe it's just doing something for fun and inviting more play into your business. Play should be an everyday part of your business. In fact, it's so important. I think I'll have to do an episode on that coming up sometime because I don't think enough of us do that in our business. We're all business, right? Like, not enough play. And we kind of forget why we're here to begin with. This is our business. It's to create, not only to serve our clients and to be aligned with our purpose and our deeper calling and all of those things, but it's also to express ourselves. And what better way to express ourselves than through play and expanding our creativity and cultivating more creativity in our business. So I hope that you found these tips helpful. I didn't have any notes, or I had very few notes, so it probably got rambly. And if that happened and you got lost, I apologize. But I'm just so glad to have you here, and I hope that you can take something away. And if something resonated with you in this episode, please feel free to let me know. Send me a voice message. There's a link below in the show notes. You can send me a voice message. Let me know if something resonated, or if you have a question about this episode and you think I can expand further, or you want to ask me a question, I'm happy to answer it in an upcoming show or an upcoming episode. I love connecting with you, and I just want to thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to be here with me this week. Take care, and I'll see you again next time. Thanks for listening to the Business by Intuition podcast with me, your host, Krista Bauer. I hope you've enjoyed today's insights and will take some time to reflect on how you can implement this guidance and use it to help you create a sustainable business following your intuition, not formulas. As always, you can head over to KristaBauer.com/podcast to sign up for my email list and get the links and resources in the show notes. If you love today's episode and would like to support this podcast, please consider leaving a review and subscribe so you can tune in next time. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you again soon.